Well, hello, this is DJ Frederick. You are tuned to the Thrift Shop of the Airwaves here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, New Hampshire, and online at classicalwscs.org. Well, you find the most amazing things in thrift shops. Books you've never heard of, old records you'd forgotten, an oil painting that your aunt could have painted back in high school. It's a world of wonder, the cast-offs and has-beens mixed in with things that are brand new. And here we are on a musical adventure at the Radio Thrift Shop. By the way, we're also heard out in Cuyahoga Falls in Ohio, and I know I'm massacring the pronunciation, so please forgive me. On 96.1 WCFI-FM. Good morning, Robert. Let's trip up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound. Thank you. From his 1970 LP Sparks, that was Melvin Sparks on the guitar with Thank You For Let Me, cover version of Sly Stone's great tune. Before that, from 1956, we heard the piano stylings of Frankie Ortega and Sunny Side of the Street. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Thrift Shop of the Airwaves on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London.
Welcome to the Indie Film Minute. When we say that a movie haunts us, we usually mean that there's some specific message that sticks with us, or there's a scene we can't stop thinking about. But in Victor Erice's classic, The Spirit of the Beehive, a young girl believes that the spirit of Frankenstein's monster has followed her off the screen into her own world. Convinced that he's now living in a nearby well, she makes frequent treks across the Castilian plateau to try to catch a glimpse of him. To say that Anna is haunted is only part of the story. Her rich and often eerie imagination is subtly set against the backdrop of the Spanish Civil War. If this sounds like a familiar plot to you, that's because it is. This small film inspired Guillermo del Toro's magical realist tour de force, Pan's Labyrinth, another IFM pick. But while Pan's Labyrinth relies on extravagant sets and characters, The Spirit of the Beehive is much more suggestive than theatrical. It manages to capture Anna's sense of wonder, for instance, with simple shots of her powerful young eyes. Only in one final magical scene do we realize that the spell has been just as richly cast. And what a spell it is. The Spirit of the Beehive, not in theaters, discovery through rental. Visit us at IndieFilmMinute.com to share your thoughts, suggest films, or even to submit your own review.
Celebrate community radio with DJ Frederick on the Radio Thrift Shop. Thank you.
frente que eu quero passar. Pois o samba está animado, o que eu quero é samba. Este samba que é misto de maracatu, é samba de preto veio, samba de preto du. Mas que nada, um samba como este é tão legal. Você não vai querer que eu chegue no final. Que eu quero passar, pois o samba está animado, o que eu quero é samba. Este samba que é misto de maracatu, é samba de preto veio, samba de preto du. Mas que nada, um samba como este é tão legal. Você não vai querer que eu chegue no final.
Tuned into the adventurous side of music on the Radio Thrift Shop, the thrift shop of the airwaves with DJ Frederick. That was, of course, Sergio Mendes in Brazil, 66, with Me Quenada. Before that, the Afro Blues Quintet Plus One with Afro Rock. We started that set off with Mr. David Snell, wonderful harpist and composer from the United Kingdom. We heard Crab Apple Jam. If you're curious about what you're hearing or have any comments, you can email me at wscs@colby-sawyer.edu. That's WSCS as in We're Sunapee's Classical Station at colby-sawyer.edu.
In the forests of the Central African Republic, it's net hunting season for the Bayaka people. Before the hunt, Bayaka women sing to invoke the spirits of the forest, the Bobe. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. American Louis Sarno has lived with the Bayaka since 1985. He describes the Bobe as mysterious, luminescent figures that come late at night to dance to the Bayaka's music.
These Bobe that come in that are glowing, they have all kinds of incredible designs. Some of them are like animals. Others look like no earthly creature.
So what are the Bobe, really?
I think it's the men who go off and prepare themselves with certain rituals, and I think the women know as well, but it's never something that's mentioned aloud. The women are frightened of the Bobe, of these spirits, because they're totally unpredictable. And they do get quite wild. They will rip apart huts. They can be very dangerous. I have sometimes seen some of these Bobe, which I would have sworn was some kind of four-legged animal just from the way it moved. I one time saw, it was in the full moonlight, which is quite bright in the rainforest, one that seemed to transform itself into an antelope in front of my eyes. And I wasn't the only one that saw that, everybody did. And it was so lifelike that I was convinced that they had captured an antelope and let it go, and it kind of pranced by in front of me at a very leisurely pace. But then when it passed me and got to the side of a house, it turned back into this leaf-colored figure. You know, I don't know how they managed to cause these effects, but you begin to see things that you afterwards think couldn't have been possible.
Pulse of the Planet is presented by the National Science Foundation. I'm Jim Metzner.
seconds. At the third stroke, it will be 2, 42, and 50 seconds. At the third stroke, it will be 2, 43, precisely.
Thank you.
the wonderful Mary Osborne on guitar with These Foolish Things and I Love Paris. We started that set off with The Advancement from their 1970 LP and a tune called Moorish Mode. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Thrift Shop of the Airwaves on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. Here's John and Beverly Martin.
Anti-aviator, sooner than much later we'll be there. Flying high above the clouds, take a look and I'll be everywhere. A dreamer, but all I ever did was sit and stare. Take me out to no man's land. If you want to, I can take you there. Flying with me, we can take it easy for a while. Cruising far above the clouds, all I want to do is see you smile.
Antonio prays for truth. Antonio says our friendship is 100 proof. The vulture that circles Rio hangs in this LA sky. The blankets they give the Indians only made them die. Sing the song forgotten for so long, and let the music flow like light into a rainbow. We know the dance we have, we still have a chance to break these chains and flow like light.
Gentle breezes walked away. Night's helpless cry. Colors mixing in a wind dance. Love light makes a sweet advance. Call me songbird of my heart. Make anew these aged sighs. Within your voice, lift me with your fragrant rhyme. It's a chorus of a new world, new life.
Eternal one. those below, for those with ears to hear, enter that timeless place above. Glory, so much glory in your sweet voice. With love, colors mixing in a wind dance, love light, cast a gracious
glance. Note. Join me today at the Whidbey Island farm of Mark Borden and his family. Barn swallows nest in the goat pen, cliff swallows against the barn, violet green and tree swallows in the fence. In the fence? Let's hear from Mark.
What I've done is I've taken our vinyl horse fence and modified every fourth post to make a bird nest.
Why did Mark go to the trouble?
Well, the original reason I did it was, well, I just love birds, of course, but the original reason I did it was to keep the insects down on my horse farm, because the horse flies were just incredibly thick down there. It was amazing. One time I was watching my mule, and this giant silver and black horse fly was trying to bite it, and everywhere it landed, the mule would manage to get it away either by biting at it or switching her tail at it, and then it chose to be right on top of the center of her back, where she couldn't bite it, and she couldn't get it with her tail either. So she actually rolled over on the ground to try to get this giant horsefly off of her, and then the horsefly got up and flew off. The horsefly flew off across the pasture, and while it was across the pasture out in the middle, in came a swallow, a tree swallow, and just flap! I couldn't believe a swallow took on such a huge horsefly. So I thought, that's the answer. So I built a little box out of leftover piece of horse fence, and I put it up, and within a day, a pair of swallows moved into it. So then I looked, and I thought, the fence is only 10 feet away from this box. And that was the epiphany, is I can put a nest box right in the fence. So I went ahead and I put one in the fence, and I stepped back, and literally within a minute they found the nest box and went right into it.
See pictures and learn more at our website, birdnote.org.
Well, this is DJ Frederick, and that's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Thrift Shop of the Airwaves. Right here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. A rare and wonderful thing, classical music, just about 24/7, 365 here on 90.9 and online on your smartphone, on your tablet at classicalwscs.org. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the tunes.